All right, I'm looking at John chapter 1, and I want to look just at a few, at just three verses, really, in this tremendous chapter. Someone, a great historian, said that the greatest literary production in the world, secular or sacred, is this little Gospel of John. It has the smallest vocabulary of any book in the New Testament, but no book in the Bible has had more of an impact. You just take John 3:16, that one verse. How many people have transferred from death to life just by that one verse? John 3:16. And so, wonderful, wonderful book. Somebody has said about the Bible, and I think this is especially true about the Gospel of John, the Bible's like an ocean. It's shallow enough for the smallest child to wade in, and it's deep enough for the greatest sea monster to swim in. And that's the way it is with the Bible. That's the way it is with this Gospel of John. As we look at this, let's look at three verses in this passage. Look at chapter 1, verse 1. This is all in what's called the prologue. You know, a prologue kind of sets the stage for the book, first 18 verses. But we're going to look at three of those verses that summarize this whole idea. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. A word is an expression of a thought. Jesus Christ is an expression of God's thought. If you want to know what God thinks about us, look at Jesus Christ. He gave Him. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And that expression, with God, has the idea of being toward God. That is, He's facing God. You know, when you're facing somebody, you're facing a good friend, and you're talking to that friend, you can sometimes see on the expressions what he really means. You know, he's saying something with his mouth, but he's also expressing things, and you can see something and you can feel something there. Just like with music, you feel things that you otherwise would not have felt, you know, had been communicated to you. There are chords in the human soul that cannot be touched without music. And you think about it, God put a songbook right in the middle of the Bible. We don't sometimes recognize the book of Psalms is a songbook. The old services, their songs were all of these Psalms. And so chords cannot be touched unless they're touched by music. Well, here you have God, the Word, facing God the Father, but He's way over there in the beginning. He's way up there. How can I get to Him? How can I reach Him? Well, let's look at the next verse. We have, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now look at verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh. Wonder of wonders. One of the choirs sang the wonder of Christmas. Wonder of wonders, God Almighty became flesh, the incarnation. And we then were able to talk with Him. See? We can't see Him, God the Father. And He's way up there in heaven. But God so loved that He sent His Son, and the Word became flesh. And He felt what we feel. He walked where we walked. He felt the pain that we feel. You think of the time when Lazarus died and Martha and Mary came to Him. And when Mary came to Him, the Bible says that Jesus groaned within Himself. He felt that pain. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He cannot be. He can be sympathetic with us because He's felt them, all these things. He's felt every feeling that we feel, yet without sin. So, the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly, boldly to the throne of grace. That word, by the way, there has the idea of just freely talk to Him. You know, there's some people you feel free to share everything with. Really good friends. You share your secrets. You share your ambitions, your desires, your fears with some people. Some people you don't feel that way. But God says, feel that way with Me. And you have the writers of the Bible even sometimes saying things that are almost shocking. Jeremiah, for example, one time said, "Lord, you've deceived me. I thought you were going to do this and you did this." And he says what I would regard as a shocking thing. But God says, no, you say what you need to say to me because I'm sympathetic. I feel what you feel. I know what you're thinking and so forth. So the Word became flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, lived among us. So that he didn't just appear and we heard a message from him, but he actually lived with us. He walked with us. He talked with us. And so the Word became flesh. So in the beginning was the Word way up there in heaven, but he became flesh. Now, notice verse 18. No man has seen God. That God we read about verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, way up there in heaven. Nobody has seen God, the Bible says. At any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Notice that expression, in the bosom of the Father. That speaks of love. That there's a love relationship between God the Father and God the Son. And people you love are people you get to know best, see? And so if you want to know something about God, there's a love relationship where God the Father has communicated everything to God the Son, and therefore we can know God through the Son. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. But he became flesh and dwelt among us and lived among us. Now nobody can see God. The only way to get to God is through that Son that became incarnate, became flesh for us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the wonder of Christmas. Thank you for the wonder of music. Thank you for these young people and older people who have shared their gifts with us and touched chords in our hearts that could not have otherwise been touched. And we ask, O Lord, that thou wilt give us anew a sense of the wonder of the incarnation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask, Lord, if there is anyone here who actually deep down recognizes he doesn't really know God, help him to get hold of this message. That God so loved the world that he came, he became flesh, dwelt among us, was crucified, and raised again from the dead so that we could know God. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen.